Chapter 102. Extract from the poignant letter to his wife written on this night. See Lanfrey E. 374. 12. In those days the hind part of the harbor adjoining this scene was so named, and at high tides the waves washed across the isthmus at a point called the Narrows. 13. This general's name should, it is said, be pronounced in three syllables, nearly Preshevsky. 14. It has been conjectured of late that these adventurous spirits were Sir Robert Wilson, and, possibly, Lord Hutchinson, present there at imminent risks of their lives. 15. The traditional present of the rose was probably on this occasion, though it is not quite matter of certainty. 16. At this date. 17. So Madame Metternich to her husband in reporting this interview. But who shall say? 18. The writer has been unable to discover what became of this unhappy lady and her orphaned infants. The foregoing note, which appeared in the first edition of this drama, was the means of bringing from a descendant of the lady referred to the information she remarried, and lived and died at Venice, and that both her children grew up and did well. 1909-19, Thomas Young of Sturminster Newton, served 21 years in the 15th King's Hussars, died 1853, fought at Vittoria and Waterloo. 20, Hussars, it may be remembered, used to wear a pelisse, dolman, or ling jacket as the men called, which hung loosely over the shoulder. The writer is able to recall the picturesque effect of this uniform. 21, Sheridan. 22, this famous ball has become so embedded in the history of the Hundred Days as to be an integral part of it. Yet in spite of the efforts that have been made to locate the room which saw the memorable gathering by the present writer more than 30 years back, among other enthusiasts, a dispassionate judgment must deny that its site has as yet been proven. Even Sir W. Fraser is not convincing. The event happened less than a century ago, but the spot is almost as phantasmal in its elusive mystery as Towered Camelot, the Palace of Priam, or the Hill of Calvary. 23. The spelling of the date is used. 24. Samuel Clarke, born 1779, died 1857. Buried at West Stafford, Dorset. 25. One of the many Waterloo men known to the writer in his youth, John Bentley of the Fusilier Guards, used to declare that he lay down on the ground in such weariness that when food was brought him, he could not eat it, and slept till next morning on an empty stomach. He died at Chelsea Hospital, 187, aged 86. 26. Transcriber's note. This footnote is an excerpt in Greek from the Agnificat Canticle, the Latin character equivalent being Athel Dynastazapo Throno, or he has put down the mighty from their thrones. D. L. 27, Hor. Epis. I. 12. End of the Project Gutenberg Text of the Dynasts, by Thomas Hardy. Dinst by Gutenberg Edition.